This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We often don't associate the finance industry, such as banks or insurance companies, with being inclusive and welcoming for queer school leavers. Well, that's about to change because this Thursday, Ascender, formerly known as MLC Life Insurance, is opening its doors for Wear It Purple Day. It's an open day designed for rainbow youth and students from several universities that offers guided tours, behind-the-scenes looks at life inside Ascender, and the chance to see how an inclusive, supportive workplace feels. Well, joining me is Andrew Chapman, Senior HR Business Partner at Ascender. Andrew, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Are people at Ascender listening?
A few, yes.
Hello.
And they've threatened to play the recording in front of me. So
Over the whole office.
We'll see, yeah.
I love it. Let's start Ascender. I mean, not necessarily known, not the company itself, but the industry for being inclusive and supportive. What's it really like?
Well, I mean, I can only speak to my lived experience, and I think, it would be fair enough to, when you think about inclusive and diverse cultures, it might not be financial services front of mind, but actually from my experience, every executive down to every person that's working with us, and we have something like 1,800 people, what I see is people making a genuine effort to make a difference.
What was it like for you at school when you were a youth?
Well, if I can think back 170 years ago, I grew up as a...
That's almost like me.
I know. Yeah, when they invented the post. I moved around quite a bit as a kid, growing up in a military family. So I've lived in all kinds of places. And I think it would be fair to say that more than once or twice, I probably didn't feel necessarily welcomed or included. So, I guess I have that firsthand experience of, feeling a little bit isolated. And luckily for me, I think that drove, who I am now and my passion to really kind of stand up for the cause, if that's how you want to call it.
So how do you feel when you see a big company that you work for like Ascender and trying to promote inclusivity given the background that you've had as a kid in the military?
Well, I guess I just didn't think that it would happen for me when I was a little kid. And it was actually in a meeting that I had with our CEO. And he was talking about his passion, his own personal passion for this, and wanting to make sure that, especially in this climate, that we actually continue, our push for the cause and for being inclusive and welcoming. And that was really touching for me. That was a really special moment where I thought, there's someone who, the big cheese in the room is talking so passionately about and so sincerely about it. And so, that's a really special kind of feeling and moment for someone to experience. And then I see that happening all the time.
I love that, the big cheese. When you do get the big cheese, leading by example, do you reckon it makes a big difference? Does it make it more authentic?
I really think, yes, it does. Our big cheese was front and center at our Midsummer March. We did that for the first time this year. I managed to convince about 50 people, friends and family, just to dress up and come along. And Kent, our CEO, was front and center wearing an amazing rainbow cape, which his wife then sewed all of these sequins on and branded it up. And he's absolutely front and center of the photos of the day and of the march and everything we do.
Let's get back to Ascender itself. For those who don't know, what does the organization do?
Look, I won't go into all of the details. I think the easiest way to remember us is as life insurance. That's at the heart of what we do. We want to make sure that people are living life.
In terms of, so it was MLC Life beforehand.
Correct.
How does this new chapter of inclusivity tie in with the rebranding of the organisation? And the reason I ask is because often we associate those names with, I suppose, the industries that aren't inclusive. Mm-hmm. Is it a good opportunity?
I mean, it's certainly part of the process, if that's what you want to call it, but it actually started before then. So back September last year, we actually set up our first DEIB groups and the three specific groups under that, so Rainbow, Neurodiversity and Gender, as our focus points. And so that's where we really started our journey. Our rebrand and our merge happened a little bit after that, but it's certainly still part of the conversation and still something that everyone is passionate in continuing.
DEIB being Diversity, Equity, Inclusion and Belonging.
Correct.
Right. Got it right. Tick ding, from ding. HR.
10 points for you. Yeah.
Let's talk about Wear It Purple Day. It's happening on Friday. You're opening your doors on Thursday.
We are.
What are you doing?
Well, we're really lucky. We've had some good partnerships with Monash, Victoria, and one other university, and now I've forgotten the name. I'm pretty sure I wrote it down somewhere. You might remember it for me.
Okay.
Melbourne University. That's, of course. So we've partnered with them, and they've promoted our event to encourage 18 to 25 Rainbow youth. It's the perfect time to open our doors and show everyone what we're made of. And I think what's really important for us is to do things with meaning and purpose. So there's nothing worse than a bit of rainbow washing and just saying that you stand for diversity or inclusion. We really want to show that that's the case. And to do that, why not bring them in? They can have a chat to us not only about their careers, but we can talk to them about our experiences. And we actually get to also show them the environment that we work in. You know, you walk the corridors and they'll get to see everyone in their most fabulous purple outfits, but they also get to see the amazing walls that are created around rainbow or inclusiveness. They get to actually see and hear about the things that we're doing around gender affirmation leave or meeting the people who are in the groups, learning about what events have actually taken place and the things that we're actually doing that are making a difference.
We're chatting with Andrew Chapman, Senior HR Business Partner at Ascender, about their Wear It Purple Day, open day for rainbow youth and students. Andrew, a lot of young people might be wondering what it's really like to bring your full self to work, perhaps not having been able to bring their full selves to the classroom. How do you make sure rainbow employees feel safe, visible, and supported by the company?
Well, I think part of that is for the efforts that I know that we've made, it's things like making sure that people are completing D&I training, which is something we've made a push for. So we now have hundreds of people who have done that, just to know that people do need to be seen and heard.
Mm-hmm.
And for every person that does conduct their training, we have rainbow lanyards and things like that for it to be visible. So I think that that's just a little example, but a good one, where I think if there are actual things that are done and things that can be seen, then the community can certainly feel that inclusiveness.
Are there any, you obviously can't say employees as such, but is there still some resistance? I mean,
I'm sure there are some people that have the view, and certainly, you know, people will ask me the question, is this something that really matters now? Isn't everything fine in the world?
Yeah, we've got marriage equality, that's it.
I know, right? So I guess what I would say is that that view maybe does exist, but if we think about the stats and some of the things that have just been reported from minus 18, you know, half of the population, particularly youth rainbow population, will experience harassment, feeling like they're discriminated against or not included. So the stats really speak for itself when I think about how we justify still pushing the course. Yeah.
Andrew, what are you going to wear?
Well,
asking the HR manager what he's wearing.
I know. Well, because you saw me walk in, so you know I take pride in my appearance. And I did explain to you that it took me a long time to decide what to wear. But Look, I have quite an extensive wardrobe. I think, you know, you can't go past a bit of Polo Ralph Lauren purple Oxford shirt. I also have some very spiffy Nike shoes that I made from scratch.
Oh, really?
That have splashes of purple all over them.
Oh, fantastic. You'll have to send us a photo on Wear It Purple Day. And I've got to ask you this, two more questions. Anyone special listening you need to say hello to? I think there is.
Go on.
Look, I mean, I'm sure there's a few people, but definitely my nan, Beverly. She's listening. Yeah.
Hello, Beverly. And finally, Andrew, a little birdie tells me that you're a bit of a fan of UK girl bands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's one way to describe it, but yeah. Yeah.
How big a fan?
Look, there's probably not a girl band, a UK girl band I don't know, but I will have on my everyday playlist. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get you to pick a song. We're going to go out with the song. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to play?
It has to be Girls Aloud, and this is controversial, but I think their best ever song is probably Biology.
Biology. Okay, yeah, we're going to go for it. Play Andrew Chapman, Senior HR Business Partner at Ascender. Thank you for joining.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.